paintings, in addition to numerous drawings and studies, over 10 years, building to a feverish crescendo at the end of his life. On top of that, Van Gogh also managed to find time to write nearly 900 letters during that same period. Given the way his art and life blend together, it's no surprise that Van Gogh and his work continue to deeply affect viewers to this day. Chapter 1: Early Years. If only we try to live sincerely, it will go well with us, even though we are certain to experience real sorrow and great disappointments, and also will probably commit great faults and do wrong things. But it certainly is true that it is better to be high-spirited, even though one makes more mistakes, than to be narrow-minded and all too prudent. Vincent van Gogh. Vincent van Gogh was born on March 30, 1853, in Groot-Zuidoost, Brabant, a village in the south of the Netherlands, the eldest of 6 children in his family. In a sense, Vincent was born into the world with baggage, because he was born exactly 1 year following the death of a stillborn child that his parents were going to name Vincent. This fact would both affect and explain the tumultuous relationship between Vincent and his parents, and to a great degree it filled Vincent with malaise. The range of ages of the Van Gogh children was quite vast. Vincent's sister Anna was the second oldest, born 2 years following his own birth. Meanwhile, Vincent was 5 years older than the next eldest child, his brother Theo. Following the birth of Theo, his sister Elizabeth, known as Lise, was born, and after Lise came Willem, Will, born 9 years after Vincent. The youngest child, Cornelius, was born a full 14 years after Vincent. Vincent's parents, Theodorus and Anna Cornelia Carlentes, were devoutly religious, and their professions and general sensibilities went a long way in shaping the predominant themes of Vincent's life and artistic career. Theodorus was a minister in the Dutch Reformed Church, an extraordinarily religious denomination, and Anna Cornelia was extremely passionate about art. She raised her children with an emphasis on the importance of high art, particularly painting and music. And in the Van Gogh household, there was a confluence between an extreme religious sensibility and a bourgeois emphasis on high art. Vincent would form his own nuanced opinion about spirituality, writing to his brother Theo in 1881, "That God of the clergyman, he is for me as dead as a doornail. But am I an atheist for all that? The clergymen consider me as such. Be it so. But I love, and how could I feel love if I did not live, and if others did not live? And then, if we live, there is something mysterious in that. Now call that God or human nature or whatever you like, but there is something which I cannot define systematically, though it is very much alive and very real. And see, that is God, or as good as God. To believe in God for me is to feel that there is a God, not a dead one or a stuffed one, but a living one, who with irresistible force urges us towards aimer encore. That is my opinion." Unfortunately, there remains a general lack of information about the earliest childhood of Van Gogh, and since much of the information that is currently known about Vincent stems from his letters, there is no way of knowing exact details about his childhood other than passing references to it in his letters many years later to Theo. Vincent did not begin writing to Theo until he was 18 years old, making it impossible to attach Vincent's first-hand perspective to any of the events of his earliest youth. But certain aspects of his